This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rally in Arizona, and the crowds go wild. Meanwhile, speaking of wild, some people were injured by the eclipse. Do you believe it? They were in the hospital. What's up with that? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up this hour, I'm so psyched. A conversation with a man who served in the military, served our country in Vietnam again and again and again. Three Purple Hearts. He's at Camp Lejeune right now teaching Marines, and he helped infiltrate the mafia as he went deep undercover with the FBI. He has plenty to talk about when it comes to Afghanistan, and says it's a mistake. It is quicksand and is not winnable. Not winnable. And he tells you why and what the Marines who have served in the Middle East have said again and again and again and again. But first we go to Phoenix, and the big story, of course, is the rally, is what happened today with Trump on hand and protesters and those that were applauding the prez. Some of it was over Charlottesville. Trump said at the rally, the media, they don't like our country. And he said that the fake media is out. And he said, for the most part, there are some really dishonest people. That's what he told a big crowd at the Phoenix Convention Center. I really don't think they like our country. I really believe that. I don't believe they're going to change, and that's why I do this. And he said the only people giving a platform to the hate groups is the media itself and the fake news. And, of course, Trump's rally came on the heels of the national speech on Afghanistan and last week's comments about the Charlottesville violence, where one woman was killed and 19 other people were injured. Arizona's two Republican senators, Jeff Flake and John McCain, boycotted the rally. The Phoenix mayor, Greg Stanton, asked the president to postpone the event to allow time for national healing after the Virginia clashes. VP Mike Pence introduced the prez at the rally. Also speaking, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, Dr. Alveda King, niece of the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., also spoke, and the Reverend Franklin Graham did the invocation. And he spoke and talked and hinted a little bit about Joe Arpaio, who was the former Maricopa County sheriff, who just was convicted of a federal crime, contempt charges for violating an order to stop his crackdown on illegal immigrants. He didn't say he would pardon him, but he hinted about it, and there were cheers and chants of pardon Sheriff Joe, pardon Sheriff Joe. And then there were a couple of other tidbits that happened, some of what the president talked about. And at one point he said, he bashed the what he called the obstructionist Democrats and said, if we have to close down our government, we are building that wall on the southern U.S. border with Mexico. Let me be clear. That was the reason behind the visit, really, initially, was to go and see what was happening with the wall situation there, because that, of course, is one of the stretches where the wall is being constructed. And so that's why Phoenix initially popped up on the map. I would be remiss not to talk about this, not Phoenix. I mean, Phoenix, you knew you were going to have a little of this and a little of that. I don't think it's shocking that you had big crowds. I don't think it's shocking that you had people screaming hate messages and other people screaming for the wall to be built. You know, it's just a microcosm of what we've been talking about in almost any any of these cities, especially where we're debating the whole monument thing. But to me, what is so crazy, just a couple of hours after the solar eclipse wrapped up, there began to be people that went to hospitals across America. I mean, how many times did they say not to stare at the eclipse? In California, there were people that were wearing the glasses that had accidents because they were wearing glasses. I'm thinking, what are they driving around in them? In North Carolina, where the path ended, they had sprains and strains and cuts and bruises and fractures and all of that because people were so intent, apparently, on looking up, they didn't pay attention to what was happening on Earth around them and had dozens of those kinds of accidents. And it was kind of that way all over the place. In New York, you could view a total eclipse. You know, you heard you could view a total eclipse without eye protection, but it only applied to places in the path of totality. And, of course, that wasn't one of them, so there was some confusion for the New Yorkers who thought they could do it. So people had, seriously, people were coming in and saying they had headaches, blurry vision, and they were complaining that they had been looking up into the sky. Some of the eye doctors say that there might be an element of the power of suggestion. I think I understand exactly what he's saying. And they said most of the damage wouldn't kick in until 12 or 48 hours after viewing the solar eclipse. So if you have blurry vision now and you were staring into the sky, maybe there is something to it and you should get it checked. I don't know, right? Maybe something happened there, right? It had to have, because there was so much of a push to be careful. And of course that was going to lead to some that were not going to do that, and they were going to look up into the sky anyway. And of course, that's exactly what happened. Some other interesting news in light of what has happened. I'm giving you kind of a smattering of what's gone on as we watch the president and addressing all kinds of concerns and obviously spending time in Phoenix and really honing in on the media and saying that there's fake media and media that's, doesn't care and all of that. While that is happening, in the meantime, there is also a movement afoot to figure out what it is that has to happen with our Navy. And I've talked about the story a lot as somebody married to a former Navy man and spending a lot of time around Navy people, including I just spent last weekend around a commander of a Navy ship. The U.S. Navy is going to remove the Vice Admiral as the commander of the 7th Fleet, and that's because of an incident that happened on Monday where a guided missile destroyer, the USS John McCain, collided with a merchant ship. And, of course, now they're still looking for bodies. They found one, and they think they're coming across others as well. But there have been 4 accidents since the beginning of the year, way too many. So he will no longer hold that position. And, of course, the White House says it's great, with great sadness, that they have to do that, the Navy trying to process it. Stay with us.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Pharmacist.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Very pleased to welcome to the show John Legato. He's a former deep cover FBI special agent. I'm sure he appreciates that. And he's the author of a new book called The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. But he also has been such a decorated war hero. He was awarded 3 Purple Hearts for his service in Vietnam. A perfect time to have him on to talk about Afghanistan and kick around a few other things as well. Hey, John, thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you.
So Afghanistan, the president unveils the strategy yesterday. What did you think? What were your thoughts on what's going to happen next?
Well, some of it was good. I live outside Camp Lejeune now and talk to a lot of active duty Marines that have been deployed. And at least he changed the rules of engagement, because these guys were telling me that they were not allowed to fire their weapons unless they were fired upon. And they were giving me examples of trucks, you know, coming at them and having not to shoot, having not to fire their weapons. So that's good. But, you know, on the bad side of it, I've come full circle about can we ever win the war in the Middle East? Can we ever change the culture? Can we ever change things? And I've come full circle. So I don't believe we should try to change some of these nations and have a strategy basically of we may not win the war, but we don't want to lose it. I mean, that to me is not a good strategy.
So it would have been better to say, okay, that's it. We got to have a pullout date. We just get out of this and move on, because it's unwinnable in the quicksand of the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm really leaning towards some kind of limited isolation for the United States, because we need to identify who our allies truly are. You know, Pakistan's not our ally. they're, you know, I don't know if people know, but they got a bunch of nukes. They don't have one or two nukes. And the country that nuked them up is China. So, you know, you have China. It keeps coming back to China when you look at it. And then we got rid of Saddam Hussein, and we all celebrated that. And we, that, what did that do? That destabilized the entire country. Same thing with Gaddafi. We would rather have Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein in there now. So I'm rethinking, and I teach counterterrorism at Campbell University on Camp Lejeune. So my thoughts have evolved by having Marines in my classes that have been deployed. And boy, we have some great discussions. So I've turned my head around and as a opponent to bomb them all to let's just pull out, you know, solidify our borders, take that money that we're spending there, put it for some kind of isolation in the United States. And the reason I say that is we're never going to have the type of war where a nation can come in armadas and invade us or even, you know, come over in airplanes because they'll never get here. We're isolated geographically. So you take that threat out of the equation and you will be fighting these types of wars, the Vietnam. Why did we go to Vietnam? The domino effect. That didn't work out, you know. We really need a new strategy, is my opinion.
Yeah, so when you look at this and you, as you mentioned, you talk to these Marines and they really are, it's eye-opening the stories they tell you, especially with the example you gave about the rules of engagement and how frustrating it is. What are their other frustrations? Do they feel like this is an unwinnable thing and it's frustrating because they want to do their duty, they're there to do their duty, but they can't get to the promised land, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to a former West Point grad, platoon commander in Ramada, Perfecto Sanchez, and he fought, you know, lost men in Ramada. It was a major battle, and they just took it back, you know. I mean, it's just that we took it back again, and I mean, if you really look at these types of wars over there, it's just a cycle. I mean, we are not going to change. We're not going to convince tribal people to put down their weapons and turn Afghanistan into Milwaukee or something. That's not going to happen. And it seems like every administration wants to impose democracy or some form of it on them. And we really need to worry about America.
And in worrying about America, as you talk about our location geographically and being isolated, what else do you teach when you talk about counterterrorism and international security?
Well, the things that we should be doing, I when I was a deep cover FBI agent, we infiltrated the Italian mafia, and any group can be infiltrated. And the money that we're spending on bullets and blood can be used in a major covert ops operations and sort of adopting in combination with some of Israel's counterterrorism measures, which is, you know, profiling and doing this stuff. But we need to hurt feelings. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're so afraid of hurting feelings of CAR or Black Lives Matter or the ACLU that we always come up short. We come up with great ideas. And then somebody screams, you know, civil rights, and then it goes back to where it was. So we need to hurt feelings. But there's a comprehensive program we can do that would safeguard our borders, identify who our true allies are abroad, and stop sending billions of dollars to these governments to prop them up, to build schools, and none of the money gets to the, you know, where it was intended. It's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah, and it's a cycle we keep seeing repeated. I mean, John, how many billions have we dumped into these quicksands of the Middle East?
Yeah, and the money don't go there. Let me tell your listeners. We have no checks and balances. Once that money goes, it's like, trust me, you know, send it to this routing number, you know, the Shah of Iran, whatever, bank account. And I promise the list that you gave me of where this money is going to go to help children, to build roads, to develop, you know, agriculture, it will go there. You have my word.
Yeah, my word. It's as solid as an oak.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, we got weapons of mass destruction here. Wait a minute. Give us a month to hide them, then you can come in and inspect. You know, I mean, we are so dumb. You got me riled up here.
Exactly. And so the frustrations also militarily, that has to bleed. I've had plenty of interesting off-the-record and on-the-record conversations with generals who also feel that same frustration and feel like they're handcuffed and they can only do so much. And so often they, when they retire, then they feel like they can finally say, hey, this is what's really happening, because it's what you said. People don't understand what's really going on. And are we really being dummies about the whole thing?
Well, I just yesterday, for the past 3 days, was in a golf tournament with to benefit wounded warriors with 16 retired flag officers, mostly Marine Corps. And off the record, yeah, I mean, they talk like me, a Lance Corporal. And a lot of them won't come on and say what they believe. That's just not in the nature of a retired general, is to be political even after. But yeah, off the record, they're screaming, this is insane, and we can't keep repeating this cycle.
Yeah, and keep doing the same thing. Hey, tell us, you talked about, and I mentioned it, that you were a former deep cover FBI special agent. That had to be wild. You said infiltrating the mafia. What was that like?
Yeah, well, I ate well. I ate a lot of stuff with gravy. And well, you know, it goes back to, it was good. I'm from South Philly. I'm 100% Italian. So I knew the Italian culture and the mob culture. So I felt very comfortable with the mafia. But when the cases would end, I felt less comfortable back in the FBI office. I didn't understand those rules of engagement as well as I did the mob. But anyway, via Comey and everything going on. But it was good. I mean, and it goes back, I testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee after I retired on infiltrating groups, non-traditional groups, because we infiltrated the mafia, which is a traditional group. But they wanted to know, can we infiltrate groups like Al-Qaeda? And this was before ISIS.
Right.
And the answer is, we can infiltrate any group, any bad group, because every group has needs. And if you have the right situation in terms of providing those needs and an intro into it and informants and backstopping and all that stuff, any group can be infiltrated, which gets to my point of all these billions of dollars that we're spending on blood and bullets. We should just divert that into a gigantic covert ops program, and we'll be much further ahead 5 years from now.
All right, interesting stuff. John Legato, thank you so much. We want to tell everybody they can pick up your book, I'm sure, at Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com. The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. Appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about our next guest because in my mind I'm thinking chitty chitty bang bang, and I guess we'll be able to explain that because the idea of autonomous cars, I can't tell you how much that excites me. I've been following this storyline for a very long time. How about you?
This is the difference between you and I, Kate. I'm more of a cat from Knight Rider kind of guy. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dick Van Dyke, Mary Tyler Moore. I'm not dating myself that far back.
Oh, that's nice. I'm not dating myself. Well, he's listening to this. Doug Davis is the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel. And like I said, so many people in my life, too, a lot of engineers that I know, we've had these discussions, long discussions about autonomous cars, and that's what we're talking about. Thanks so much for joining us, Doug. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to the conversation.
So I guess the overall big question is, and I'll just throw it out there right away, how soon will it be before I can buy an affordable, fully autonomous car?
Well, it's interesting. Most of the car manufacturers, or the OEMs as we always refer to them, you know, we're originally targeting kind of the mid-2025 kind of time frame, you know, kind of the middle of the decade. But over the last 18 months or so, they've all kind of accelerated their timelines. We're expecting series production, or the production of consumer cars that have these kinds of fully autonomous features, to begin in the model year 2021.
You know, it's funny. I was, Doug, I was at the LA Auto Show probably 2 years ago, and I was with a pretty big name automotive journalist. We were doing some radio interviews, and I asked him, I said, how far off do you think it is? And he said exactly what you said 2 years ago. He said, it's 10 years. And then I saw him a year later, and I said, a year ago, you said it's 10 years off. What do you say now? And he got a little bit of an uncomfortable look on his face, and he said, well, I think I have to change my story because the speed at which this is happening is actually accelerating, isn't it?
Well, it really is, you know, and that's what's exciting about this. You know, I've been talking a lot lately about the history of safety improvements in cars. And if you look at, you know, the invention of airbags and then the time it took for them to become mandated and to become, you know, kind of a requirement in every car, it was about 50 years. The same for things like three-point seat belts or anti-lock brakes. Each of those, interesting enough, is about 50 years from invention to kind of full deployment. And the fact that the automakers are accelerating their work around these autonomous vehicles is really good news because we know these autonomous vehicles will be much safer. They're going to save lives.
Can you talk about the safety aspect a little bit? You know, I mean, can you throw some real numbers out? Because I think people have this idea that it's actually going to be more dangerous or no better than what we have today. But from the numbers I've seen, we have huge opportunity for saving lives here.
Yeah, we really do. And we, you know, we rely on numbers from NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. And, you know, and they publish numbers every year. And, you know, for probably at least a couple of decades, we were seeing the number of fatalities due to automobile accidents declining. But unfortunately, over the last couple of years, that number is starting to go back up. And over 93% of all fatal car accidents are due to human error. And you know, the other disturbing fact is that they're saying that as many as 25% of those they now think they can somehow attribute to a distraction for those drivers. And so, you know, we all believe we're better than average drivers, right?
Yes, and I think there's statistics that they've surveyed people, and everybody says I'm better than everybody else, which is statistically impossible.
Yeah,
exactly right. You know, yet I remind people that every time we get on an airplane, right, it becomes an autonomous vehicle. You know, the pilots turn on autopilot, and you know, yes, there's a pilot at the controls. But those planes have become safer and safer, again, over the past several decades because technology is helping them to be more predictable and to be able to handle situations in a very consistent manner.
Besides talking about the safety benefits, what else do you see as super added benefits to having roads that have a lot of autonomous cars on them?
Well, to me, the other big benefit is just mobility. That, you know, certainly a portion of our population that has limited mobility. They may have a, you know, visual impairment or maybe elderly people. I know I have a, you know, an elderly father-in-law who's now stopped driving. And the ability to give all of those folks mobility, you know, the fact that they can request a vehicle to pick them up, take them to a doctor's appointment, or take them shopping, yet do so in a way that's much more independent, I think that's another real added benefit of having that kind of capability.
Yeah, Doug, so along those same lines, what would be the opposite of that? And that's what people are trying to poke holes in, and that's, of course, what you're trying to work out when you're working on autonomous cars. But what are the biggest problems that face you right now for making this a reality?
Well, I think, you know, the challenge is obviously it's a complex technology problem to solve. It's really an artificial intelligence problem. And you know, those implementations today would be relatively challenging, just a, you know, state of technology. But technology moves very, very quickly. We're seeing, you know, proof of concepts and trials already starting. And, you know, I remind people that, you know, the pace of technology moves pretty quickly. And so if we think, okay, we're in 2017, look forward into 2021, the advances of technology to support all of this are going to move very rapidly. And so, you know, I think that's a challenge that will be overcome quickly. The other one that I hear a lot from people is just the concern about security, right? Can somebody hack into my car? And, you know, will that create issues for us? And so that's a big emphasis for us at Intel and providing the right solutions to the car manufacturers and the suppliers that build the systems they need using our technologies. We're very deliberate in how we design our products and how we help them design their systems, and we're confident that's a challenge that can be overcome as well.
We're talking with Doug Davis. He's the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel, in other words, self-driving cars. And Doug, when people think of Intel, they think of Intel inside. So part of what you're telling us is maybe we're soon going to see ads for cars where, you know, we hear your little sound bite and we find out that Intel is inside our new cars as well. Is that correct?
Well, Greg, you got it exactly right. You know, we're a technology provider. We provide all kinds of technologies, from the computing that's needed in these cars, the ability to pull together all the sensor data, the ability to get them connected. We expect to be a leader in 5G wireless technologies. It'll be a great enabler for these kinds of cars. Sometimes people ask, well, hey, Intel, does that mean you're going to build cars? No, we're not a car manufacturer. We don't intend to build cars. But we love challenges that involve significant amounts of data, right? Whether that be in PCs or in servers and data centers, we really relish the challenge of going and solving big data computing kinds of problems. And that's what these kinds of vehicles will be. The cars have to calculate. They have to be able to sort out what's happening around them and figure out how to steer from one point to another, but they need to be connected to the network infrastructure, the infrastructure that we use to talk on our mobile phones. They'll also connect cars, and we have a wide range of technologies there. And then the data center will play a huge role in making sure that the intelligence or the models those cars have them in them are constantly updated. But I also remind people that in these cars with 5G wireless connectivity, we'll be able to sit back and watch a movie or binge watch our TV shows or maybe even do a little shopping while our car is getting us from home to the airport or wherever it is that we're trying to go.
Yeah, having said that, you're doing a lot of work with BMW on autonomous cars. What's going on there? How's that going, Doug?
Well, it's going great. We're making great progress. We're really on track to the goals that we set as part of the work that we're doing together. It's a collaborative effort between BMW, Intel, and Mobileye, and not only creating the solution for BMW's cars, but we also have the vision of creating a platform that could be used by other car manufacturers as well. And you know, that'll help speed the time that it takes to get those cars on the road for some of these other OEMs or car manufacturers and help reduce the development costs for them. So not only is it in support of BMW, but we think it can be an enabler more broadly across the industry to help other car manufacturers get their cars on the road more quickly.
So how much time, Doug, do you spend in an autonomous car? Are you riding in one to work? Are you riding one home? Would you send your kids in an autonomous car today?
Oh my goodness! I wish I were. I'm not a big fan of driving. I love driving cars when I'm doing so on the weekends or whatever, but just the tedious back and forth to work is not appealing for me. I'm not in one yet, but I'll be one of the first to sign up as soon as I can get my hands on one.
Yeah, and you know this, is with cars too, we like all those added extras, and you talked about some of them, being able to watch a movie, all that kind of stuff.
Shopping.
Just mentioning, yeah, shopping.
You know, when you can shop while your car is driving, all of a sudden there's so many entities that will almost want to pay you to have a self-driving car.
Yeah, and I would think that's part of it, is going after. But you get huge sponsorships, right, Doug?
Well, and you know, in fact, there's been some recent studies that have looked at, you know, the impact, say, on the media industry. You know, once you get the majority of the cars on the road that are autonomous, and, you know, I remind people, we'll be almost like passengers on an airplane, yet we'll have the opportunity to have fantastic connectivity. And so, yeah, the predictions are that the media industry alone will see a huge uptick because this will be a new place for us to consume content.
Wow. And just amazing, amazing talking about this. Doug, hang on a second, because we'd love to do another segment for you coming up on our next version of Forbes Books at Bedtime. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Val, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, the mailbag is full, 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 so let's dive right into it. Here's our first
carriers.
One. This one is from Doc. He says, Kate, I was listening to what was being said from the caller in Kentucky, Richard. He was attacking a little bit, I thought, Justin Duckham. You explained it well. He is not jumping on to be just a quotes reporter and rehash what you've already said. He is going to throw a little opinion in there. And frankly, I find it refreshing because you always say that everybody's invited to the party, whether they agree with you or not. And you don't agree 100% across the board with everyone. Neither do I. And I think most people, if they dig in their soul, they realize whatever their ideology is, they don't always agree with what's coming out of Washington, D.C., or perhaps anywhere else. And I think you said it brilliantly. We live in a land of choice. Thank goodness. So in defense of Justin Duckham, I say let him have his opinions because he's the one who covers the White House and sees some of the shenanigans that happen. Let's face it, every administration has them, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. And again, you explained it brilliantly, talking about some of the people that run around like maniacs that surround a president whose really goal in life is to prop that person up and also to look forward to re-election. So how do they do that? They position whatever the statements are. All right, thanks for that. I said it. Yeah, absolutely. I think Richard is actually a good caller. I love my people in Louisville. And he disagreed with the fact that he editorialized, you know, that he thought Justin editorialized. And he definitely threw in his opinion. And he is somebody that is there in Washington. And I do agree that, yeah, I don't 100%. It's like my husband would love it if I 100% agreed with him. But I don't. Now, agree on a lot? Yes, we do. But to agree on everything? No, I do not agree with them even on everything. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jack, who says, oh, the USS McCain, I love your theory about could it be a cyber attack and that's being floated around. The fact that 10 crew members missing after that, the collision, what a terrible thing that happened, and it's the fourth Navy accident, I think you said that, Kate, in the Pacific since the beginning of the year, which is awful. So I think it's smart that they are, you know, not ruling out anything and that perhaps there is a cyber aspect to it. You mentioned that, and you have had many cyber experts on the show, that there is no bounds to what could possibly happen, and that's the scary thing. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, by the way, the remains, they found the remains for those missing soldiers, sailors, thank goodness, because family member, there is something about being able to have, again, remains, whatever it is, because of funeral arrangements, etc. It's something in our minds that really give us, I don't want to say closure, because is there really closure, but it gives you a sense of something, right? So they did. They found one body at sea. They're trying to see if it's one of the missing soldiers. Divers are searching the flooded areas. They're scouring the seas east of Singapore. They're assessing the damage of the warship, and they say they're just doing an exhaustive search for any potential survivors of bodies. And the search and rescue efforts, they just are going to keep doing that because, again, that's the goal until finally they have to say, we call it, we found XYZ amount of sailors. Terrible tragedy. And what I hope is they get to the bottom of what it specifically is, what specifically happened there. And that's why they're doing this thorough, exhaustive, you know, again, investigation. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, Kate, what do you make of what's happening in the NFL with these protests of the anthems? Are we going to see that it's going to be massively widespread this upcoming season? Because as you mentioned, we're getting closer to the football season. Or will that just be a thing of the past? I think we're going to see it. I don't know if we're going to see widespread. You know, it may be that you'll have a bunch of players. It's not just going to be one player like Colin Kaepernick. And I think part of the problem with the Kaepernick thing was it wasn't a one-time deal. It was consistently happening and built up. And somebody could say, well, hey, he was making a point about some of the atrocities that were happening that were wrong, that were happening in the U.S. And when it comes to African-Americans and some of the police encounters. But then others would say, well, way, way, way too far, taking it way too far. And then you have Cowboy owner Jerry Jones saying, hey, nope, none of my players are doing this. We're standing for the national anthem. And I think that there were other ways to protest that might have been more effective. But then you could argue with me, well, baloney, because now you have all these fans. You get this controversy. You have the focus. But here's what I would say. As in anything in life, what's the intended outcome? How are you moving the needle? How are you making relationships better? How are you changing the vernacular? How are you changing the conversation? What's happening across American police departments or in these cities where crime is up, up, up or whatever? How are you changing the culture? And if you're doing something that creates, I'll call it visibility or buzz, whether negative or positive, eventually what you have to say to yourself is this doing anything? Is this leading to anything? Is this leading to change? And is it not leading to change? And in my mind, did it lead to change? And we've had police officers on. We've talked to people about what's happening in different areas and departments and body cams and what could be done and all that stuff. And I don't know that I see a direct correlation. And that's ultimately, again, what you would ask yourself when you're trying to make a difference. You know, I applaud anyone that's trying to make a difference in any kind of those relationships. I have family members who are police officers. I know what it's like. I know mistakes are made. I know that it's horrific when mistakes are made. I know sometimes mistakes are made in a different direction. And just all around, it's very tough to be a cop these days because of the way society is, frankly, the encounters you have with anybody. But I'd say, what is it that really, truly moves the needle? How is the needle being moved? How do you affect the outcome, right? How does that outcome change? So, yeah, I do think there's going to be more protests, but is it going to be, I think it's going to be a group of players versus just like one player on a team. And I don't know, what will the NFL do if this becomes consistent? And the answer is, I think it depends on the team and the team owner, right? Because of the corporation and because of the NFL being a corporation, basically. So it is. So it's up to the league and it's up to the owners. One of the storylines, obviously, we'll be watching. There just was a protest at the Browns-Giants game, and you had the first white NFL player that kneeled during the anthem, and of course that was part of the story certainly there. All right, let's move on to another one because I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more. By the way, you can shoot me your thoughts, and we'll dive deeper into this at americatonight.net, or you can always tweet me, Kate S. Delaney. Kate S. Delaney is the way to let your Twitter thoughts fly. This one is from Matthew, and Matthew says, Kate, I'm so sick of the if it leads, it bleeds, the nonsense, the I get it, it's life, it's real, it's gritty, it's raw. But can we not take a breath and enjoy anything around us? You know, you get bombarded when you're working. You get bombarded by bills. You get bombarded by what's happening with our health care. We're really, as you say, the tsunami coming out of Washington just washes over us. And it's like flotsam that we can't get rid of. Explain to what flotsam is, Kate, if people don't know. And I think it's time that we get to talk about good things once in a while. I loved it when you did your daily salute. Please, please bring that back. We need some good news to listen to. We have brought back the daily salute, but it's not daily. We're going to make it daily. And you're right. Yeah, it's times when we want our head to explode, but we're conscientious and we care about this country, and that's part of the deal, and that's why the conversation gets so heated the way it is. Flotsam, by the way, is the stuff that comes in that's floating on the water. So garbage, basically. Could be somebody's threw their paper in the water. It could be an old tire, whatever it is, the flotsam that floats in from the ocean, from the river. It's the stuff on top. Usually it's flotsam stuff that you don't want to see, but it can be stuff that's not necessarily, you know, man-made or plastic or whatever, but often it is that. Thanks for all of your emails. Appreciate it. Remember, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Don't want a label. That's fine. Email me your thoughts anytime, day or night, 24/7. The mailbag is open, americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to this hour and this version of America Tonight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.